Thank you, sir, for again for the longest or shortest hour of our Saturday afternoon. So as we were talking about, or before we talk about anything else, let's approach the throne of grace with boldness and the confidence that we have in Christ, asking God's wisdom for His word that is a counsel for our life. Father, thank you again for everything you have done. Thank you, Father, for Ezekiel to write your commands, your desires in a such a way that we can understand and see the problem and then question ourselves where we are and what we are to do. So, Father, bless this time of Bible class and those who are going to listen in future while we are on this earth or when we are in the air meeting you in our absent. Father, may they be blessed by all the classes that has been recorded so they can come to faith in Jesus Christ to have a eternal peace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we were talking about, you know, a priest, prophet, and a prince. And I was just thinking, I said, that's a beautiful picture. As Pastor Gene was talking about Moses, and his life was total 120 years. And he also played a beautiful role. First 40 years, he was in the house of Pharaoh, trained well, with every literature, wisdom, as a prince. Man of authority. And when he saw that Egyptian, well-trained, elite force, a guy was, you know, beating on his fellow believer, his own blood and flesh, in a term of, you know, Jewish mentality, and he could not take it. He just buried this guy in the sand. And he was a wanted man for 40 years from Pharaoh forces, and he took off as a prince and became as a priest. The day he talked to God in the burning bush, he was face to face, or God himself shows up in such a way that Moses or any of us can handle to talk to him. As a priest, he was in 40 years wilderness for his training, what to do. And then he returned for his last 40 years as a prophet, taking the children of Israel in the wilderness. And here's his 120 years life. If we look it up in a book of Acts, Acts 7:30, his first 40 years in the palace. And the last 40 years, Acts 7:23, in the wilderness. And then the third part of his 120 years is recorded in Acts in very short paragraph, Acts 7, verse 36 and 37, that he was leading people as a prophet. They knew he is a prophet, because anytime it's the second 40 years he goes before Pharaoh, he was a mediator for his people as a priest, presenting God's precepts and everything to Pharaoh and saying, don't pick a fight with God Almighty. He will kick your donkey. And he did. Over and over with the 10 plagues. And he said, are you soft enough? Do he have to work more on your donkey? And finally, you know, he was said, I give up. He was not even fighting. He said, Moses, you will be my representation before him. So as we talk about, you know, the first hour, so that was just, you know, three P's in prophet Moses' life: priest, prophet, and prince. So I want to talk about the five steps. Five in-depth Bible study for practical theology for personal, family, and church spiritual growth to stand in the gap. I was thinking about the five steps, and as Pastor Gene just talked about the five steps, those are beautiful, very helpful, and it starts with the attitude, priority, decision, action, and result. One word that explains so much. As Pastor Gene said, attitude can be humble or arrogant. The word arrogant in Urdu language, it is very graphic. It is very colorful. I will tell you later when we are, you know, off the record, the meaning, the word that is, you know, explained for arrogant in Urdu language. So attitude and then priority, spiritual or carnal. And decision could be foolish or wise. And then action will follow the decision, right or wrong. And the result is a blessing and cursing. So the five steps I was thinking, and actually those five steps or staircase of a spiritual life Pastor Gene put together. And I was just thinking, I said, those are five words. It's a five books. The attitude is the book of Job. When you are standing in the gap, how and what kind of attitude you will have when you are suffering. If you want to take the whole book of Job and put it in one word, it will be attitude. Attitude of Job or attitude of Job's wife. Curse God and die, or blessed be the Lord God who, you know, gave me life and everything, and naked I come and naked I go. Beautiful song that Job sang. So book of Job is attitude. Priority. We need to have our priority. And book of Psalm can be summarized in one word. Priority. 150 Psalms, if you divide it in five portions, actually says five books of Psalms are total 150 Psalms, and it also have a beautiful connection with the Torah. Each book, if you look it in the depth, and it's explained Genesis and Exodus, Leviticus and Deuteronomy and Numbers. And it's just divided beautiful way. But if you want to look at the book of Psalm, which is 150 Psalms with one word, priority. You will worship God or worship creation. And creation contains so many demons, image, desires, faults, and it boils down to your priority, spiritual or carnal. And then the book of Proverbs comes down to decision, foolish or wise. If you want to take the whole 31 chapter to 32 chapters, and the whole book is one word, is decision. You can be an ox going to the slaughterhouse, like, you know, killing yourself and everything, or you can be a wise man who can say, I've been there, done there, I don't want to go again there. And that's a decision. And the book of Ecclesiastes is action. And when we have action, we can do a reaction of making a decision, saying, okay, I will not do anything, either is a wrong or right. So book of Ecclesiastes can be explained in one word, action. And that action can be right or wrong. You can be a lover to someone as a representative of God and Christ, or you can be as a taker, like a demon, devil, or somebody that is out of the game. And the result is blessing or cursing. The book of Song of Solomon. One word can be explained the result in this lost and dying and hateful world. If you love, you will be, you know, showing the love of Christ. Maybe you will get back a hate, but result will be a blessing or cursing. And what kind of love we want to do? Yeah, I don't want to go there either. It's a little bit graphic, you know. So five words, five books, or five steps, and let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. And as Paul says, you know, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, doctrine, or standard how to live. And Paul says in Romans 15:4, whatever was written in earliest time was written for our instruction, so that through the perseverance and the encouragement of the scripture, we might have hope or confidence. So let's see what kind of confidence and hope we have in the Bible. And before we go there, Peter says, hold on to your ponies. All scripture is inspired by God, and he said, want you to make sure to know every passage that is written and given to us is inspired by God, not by man's own schemes. 2 Peter 1:20 and 21. To live a profitable, helpful life, to learn to live a life of godliness in godless world. There's a cowboy series, it's called Godless. You better watch it. It is fun. Me and Pastor Gene have watched that. It's on Netflix. I don't know if she's still free, but look it up, Godless. There's a lot of scripture, and you know, every story, if you look it in the Hollywood, Bollywood, or Lollywood, whatever their word is, or you know, Western word, or whatever word, you will see simple evil versus good. In Godless, that is going on, and you will love it, especially if you are a gun lover. He's a good revolver and a horseman. He's fun. He's good. Anyways, that was, I got my share from the Netflix. Okay, five things we were talking about. Teaching. The Word of God is giving us teaching, which is a, you know, doctrine for whatever, what is right in life as a disciple of Christ. Paul is writing, and I was reading into and thinking, and I say, you know, that's a very simple way we can learn. The Word of God is giving us instruction and guidance to live as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And I was thinking some passages like Jesus said, John 13, 34 and 35, I give you new command to love one another. That is out of the blue. No one give that kind of command. And he said, if you love one another as your faith and the same faith of other, either woman or man or child, you will be my disciple. So whatever is right, the teachings instruct us to live as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Reproof. For when is not right in our life, then the scriptures come to remind us you are royal priest. Do your duties as a spiritual giant or a wanted man. And then correction comes, how to get right. If we don't know how where we are wrong, then we don't know how to get right. So he's saying the correction of God's word is given to us how to stay or get right when we are wrong as a ambassador of Jesus Christ. Then comes training, and he said, for why to stay right in life as a warrior of Jesus Christ? Why to stay right? Because Jesus had a high standard as a warrior of his army to live a life. And training is very important, whether it's a physical or spiritual. And then adequate. That's another beautiful word, or whenever or wherever to be in the world as a debtor for the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we have a teaching, we swallow reproof because it have to do with our pride and arrogant. That's a beautiful word in Urdu language. And then, you know, it comes correction, whatever is wrong and whatever is not right. Just like we go to doctor and he said, you know, you've been eating too much, you know, Hershey chocolates, and it's gonna, you know, cause you this and that. So get it right. And then we say, yes, doc. And if we don't do it, we're gonna have a problem. Simple way, correction comes that way. And even Hebrew said, if you do not take my correction or correctness, you are illegitimate child. Very, very strong language God is speaking to his children. He said, I am talking or correcting you as a father. If you don't listen to, you are illegitimate, or the other translation, as Ozzy will say, you bastard. You bastard. Right, sir? That's how they say. You bossa or something. God said, if you don't listen, if you don't follow the correction, he's saying, you bossa. That's the other word. God is very graphic sometimes when it comes to his life or love to live out. So adequate and then equipped, I believe it is the conclusion who we are to please as a barbecue. I heard from Steve, he said in our church, some of them are a very skilled barbecue people who make good barbecue. So we should be a barbecue to the world. Barbecue is a very unique cowboy concept because barbecue smells good. Even if you don't spend money, you can buy, you know, drive by and you can smell and you say, yeah, that's rib, that's brisket, that's chicken, that's, you know, a pig or something, because it smells good. Paul talked about in 2 Corinthians 2, he said, we have this odor or the smell of Jesus Christ to the dying world to be a barbecue. Romans 12, he's talking about, present your body as a living sacrifice. Ephesians 1, he said, you know, Christ himself have offered himself to God as a propitiation, a satisfied odor or smell of his life to be a barbecue. So, adequate, as a result, you are to be a pleasing as a barbecue to use your spiritual gift. And you are training to do divine good as a priest, prince, and prophet, which God calls you or me from eternity past. So we have a job to do. So let's get to some manly stuff. Pastor Gene was mentioning about, or maybe Ron mentioned about the, you know, if one is sleeping alone, how can he stay warm? A lot of people have taken that idea, you know, with the BTGD, whatever the letter they have. They said, yeah, Bible talks about it. How can I stay warm in the winter? I like to have your concept of Steve and Eve. No, they want to have Adam and Steve in the same bed. So they take a scripture even in a very further way and trying to twist it in their own desires. So I want to talk about the three M's I learned from Pastor Gene. God's mandate for new Adam. Marriage is a gift. Our marriage life is a gift. So ministry, husband, primary focus is to serve God along with his wife. And very simple things. If we have not done prayer with our wife, we should do. If we have not done our devotion simple, we should do. If we have not, you know, talk about what's going on in our personal life as a ministry, we should do very simple things. And probably you have more things to add. So that's our priesthood, ministry, first M. Second, as a prince, mission. Husband and wife are primary focus to fulfill God's plan and purpose in our life. And you can add so many Bible passages into that simple thing, or simple three M's. As a prophet is a mystery. We are going to learn mystery tomorrow from Pastor Gene in the last episode of Onesimus, Philemon, Paul, and what else? I don't know. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. I'm predicting some, but he's looking, he's saying, yeah, pretty close. Those three M's or three mysteries. And husband and wife primary focus to know and do the will of God. So many passages can be as a mandate to do that. A cord of three strings is not easy to broken. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 12. I put it my and my wife, what is called marriage date. I said I don't want to put anybody else and make a mess. So those are three M's. If you want to take a photo or later on, I think you have the thing. Yeah. I want to finish up with the wanted man. I've been living in Cowboy Town, a very, very, very awesome place I call God's Country, Arizona. So there's a lot of cowboys. And you go to shops and you see old poster for $1 or 50 cents, wanted man and rewarded this and that. So I was just thinking that concept in a biblical term, like David was the wanted man in the time when Saul was pursuing him. So God was looking a wanted man in the time of Ezekiel to stand and, you know, take care of the business because there was no one. People, priests, prophets, princes, they all gone left or lefty, yeah. They went lefty. So I want to talk about this wanted concept, and I was thinking to put my photo, but I didn't, or I think I did, but I changed my mind. The demons who deceive a pastor or any husband and wife, they will be rewarded by Satan, a great reward, because reason is the evil spirits and rulers of satanic empires are looking for pastor, deacons, evangelists, husband, wife, young men to destroy them, because we are in spiritual senses wanted men. We have a value because God himself purchased with his own blood according to Acts 20, 18 to 28. We are wanted men. I was thinking to put my photo. I have one with my photo, and it's a big target, but I said I will just do it for everybody. So these are the crimes in a spiritual sense, in a Satan, agenda. The list of believers' crimes in the lost, dying, and demonic world. Our faith is very faith is very valuable. Our faith, when he's looking and he said, oh, he's a child of God. He's indwelled by the Holy Spirit. He's purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. And these are some passages. It is very important in the demonic economy that when he look at us, he look at us as a treasure of God that was purchased by his own precious blood. The second crime, he sees our condition, we have a BA, which is a born again believer in Christ, Titus 3:5, and that is our condition. And he looked our condition, he said, oh, dang it. He's a born again. He's not anymore in the new old Adam. He's in the new Adam as a newborn. And sometime he just, you know, make a crab in his pants when he look at us. And then you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ with the promise, Ephesians 1, 13 to 14. And then our crime is to him, to Satan, our crime is accept Jesus Christ and enter into the kingdom of God. Yesterday we were in a hotel and there was like a beautiful lady, little bit, you know, too much burger, I will say this way. And me and Carrie and Dottie was there, and like maybe not a minute, we were just in the elevator and say hi, beautiful smell and beautiful smile and everything. And we were coming to the church, and the minute I mentioned name of Jesus, she went like a blue. Something like happened, like somebody knocked her out. It was like a completely, her face changed and she was mad. I said, calm down, don't break your teeth. It will be too much money to the dentist. Don't grind if you don't know Jesus. So mentioning the name of Jesus, it was like boom. And it is a crime to the demonic world when we mention name of Jesus. He, you know, do something in his pants. Message. Our message is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, Matthew 28, 20, 28 to 19 and 20. And then Paul says, I'm a debtor for the gospel of Jesus Christ. To the barbarian, to the wise, to the Jew, to the gentle, to rich and poor, and whoever come in my way. And then our sixth point is a security. When he sees our security and we are, you know, talking about eternal life is by faith alone in Jesus Christ alone, it make him mad. John 3:16 is proof. John 3:16 and then Romans 6:23 and 1 John 5:13. These things are written to you so that you may know that you have eternal life. That is a truth even make a lot of denominations mad. They don't want to hear eternal security as a security for eternity. And weapon, when he looked at our weapon, he said, okay, my weapon. And they got, wow, 31,173 ammunitions and over 8,000 promises. And just from the book of Matthew to Luke or John, we have over 1,200 commands from just straightly from Jesus, and then promises over 8,000. He said, wow, I can't go up against these people. They're powerful weapons. And then prediction. His prediction, we can make it, hey, you're going to spend eternity in hell. You will be barbecue forever and you will not smell good. And when he see our production, is the production is the fruit of the spirit, joy, peace, patience, and kindness. And then what else we have here? We have a declaration. Our declaration is based upon biblical truth. Beside Lord Jesus Christ, we will be returning back to the satanic empire to judge them. According to Revelation 1, 5, 6, and 20, and 22, and 21. You have the passages. Our prophecy. The rapture of the church. A lot of people don't like it. The tribulation period and the eternal kingdom. Some passages are there. And we have a judgment. And that judgment is Satan and his disobedient angels and a people who deny Jesus Christ will taste a second death. For us, if we are born once, we will die twice. But thank God, everybody is born here twice. Physical birth and spiritual birth. So we will die only once. And that will be temporarily, and then we will be eternally with our Lord and Savior. So we are wanted men, and I wanna go back to this one. I had this one, Ephesians 6:12. You have the, our struggles is not against the flesh and blood, against the rulers and against the powers, against the forces of the darkness. And you know the passage, the weakness in the heavenly places. So I wanna go quickly. That was my photo, I will change that. I have one more thing, and then I think we are done. Lord is searching. who will stand in the gap? I don't know what to say. We've been fed very well by Pastor Gene and Brother Juan share. I think I wrote it down almost like a 40 Bible passages. So we need to learn from Job. Job 12:23, he said, I have treasured your words more than my bacon, dry food. No, he said, I have treasured your words more than my daily food. It's good to have a food and supplies for bad days. As Pastor Gene said, what are we gonna do if we don't have a Bible? We need to memorize God's word. As Jesus says, it is written. And he reminded our enemy, and we need to remind our enemy when we are standing in the gap as a most wanted man. He's gonna come back over and over. The war is not done. That is going on in our soul. And as a husband, whatever the gap we need to stand to fulfill, whatever as a person in our community, in our school, the gap we need to fulfill is on us. As the ambassador, we have over 270 titles just in the New Testament for believers. I'm not talking about the Old Testament, just New Testament, 270 titles. Where's a prophet, priest, and evangelist, and a son of God, and a follower, ambassadors, runners, vessel of honor, so many things. Most wanted men. We are most wanted men here. I think that's why we are here. I cannot say anything else or say less. We know with this one question, who will stand in the gap? And that's our personal valuation. Pastor Gene have done great. Brother Juan done great. We've been, you know, fellowshipping with each other. Even Ezekiel have done great than before even we were in flesh and blood and bones form to our mom's wombs. He wrote it for us. He said, I searched the land and there was no one. So I'm looking forward to the mystery tomorrow, and it's gonna be fun. Let's close up in prayer and thank you, Jesus, that we are wanted in the lost and dying and demonic world. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day. Bless our time together, or you already has, and now the following break. And thank you, Father, again for Pastor Freddy and all the deacons and elders and the choir, and all the ladies have done a marvelous job. And so we can have full of belly of food, and also for all the teaching, Father, you have given to us, so our storehouse of mind will be full to stand in the gap in the upcoming days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For those of you who want to join us,